As you may or may not have noticed, celebrities now feel the need to tell us whether or not they shower.
Mm-hmm.
It might be weird. It's like weird. It's like this weird trend that suddenly celebrities are needing to come out and not tell us, like, did they smoke weed in college, or, you know, where the secret place they have tattoos or weird things that happened to them. Now the interviews start with, do you shower? Do you not shower? That's become a thing, like something that we just took for granted. Like, of course they shower. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, hang on a minute. No, I don't. So just to recap, this week, Jake Gyllenhaal told Vanity Fair that he finds bathing less necessary, which is weird because he's a spokesperson for a product fragrance, by the way. So it's like, okay. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, who we talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago, they said they don't shower all that often and they don't wash their kids. When they see dirt, then they wash their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So then, not to be outdone, other hot couple, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, said, well, we don't shower either, and we'll go you one better. We wait for the stink, and then we wash. We wash us and the kids. If nobody smells, nobody washes. So I thought we should get to the bottom of this, like how this all started.
Okay.
You know what this is about. So here's my theory. I've got two theories here. The first one is, there was a tweet that went viral, I think I want to say like January. And it was about whether it was this like pop culture journalist, and the tweet got millions of like retweets and likes, and everyone talked about it. And what she said in the tweet basically was, I'm not that into soap. I'm not that into showering. When I do shower, I just kind of like let the water run over me. I don't specifically wash my feet or my legs. And I think that's okay. And then other people were coming forward and saying, oh, thank you. I think Taylor Swift even said, thank you for saying that. I get in the shower and I don't wash my legs. I just let the water that runs down my body do my legs and feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that started the conversation. It was like this tweet that went viral that Taylor Swift responded to. And now suddenly everybody's talking about the way celebrities smell. So I think that's what started the conversation. Taylor Swift getting involved made other people feel the need to say, oh, well, she's super cool and she doesn't shower. This is almost like years ago when we found out that Matthew McConaughey doesn't use deodorant and neither does Julia Roberts. You know, that was that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt, when he was filming Inglourious Basterds, it came out that he didn't shower. He was using baby wipes because he was so focused on the role that he didn't have time to shower. He would just take a baby wipe and just like do his under his arms. Mm-hmm. And,
a whore shower.
The naughty bits. Yeah.
Right.
So the way celebrities smell has been like a big topic of conversation. So Rihanna, who has her Fenty fragrance line that just came out, she wants you to know that she is not one of those celebrities who doesn't shower.
Thank God.
She smells so good that she is known for how she smells. It is a thing with her. So she went on her own Twitter page and she put together, she and her team put together a montage of people who have met her and interviewed her. This is from radio personalities to TV personalities to famous people talking about when they met Rihanna and what she smelled like.
Rihanna smells so good.
Had like really, really soft skin and like smelled really good. And I was
met Rihanna. She smells so good.
Can't even describe what she smelled like, but it was one of those things that literally left a memory on my mind when I walked.
Really?
Yeah, she smells good.
Yeah. What does it smell like?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Smells like heaven.
What does she smell like?
Like dreams and wishes coming true.
I met Rihanna. She smelled amazing, and she just got off stage.
She smells like heaven.
So then she posted like people writing about how wonderful she smells. So she has this whole post now about like, okay, if we're having a conversation about how people smell, I want to be the person who's famous for how great I smell.
Good for her. It's just like, yes. The Rock came out this week to say he takes 3 showers a day.
Why 3? So one when he gets up in the morning, one after his workout, and then what, before he goes to bed?
One before he goes to bed. So he takes 3 a day. It's not like he's going to mess up his hair or anything like that, but 3 a day. Good for him.
No, that's not good for your skin. Doctors will tell you, like dermatologists will be like, no.
I'm pretty sure The Rock knows what's good for his skin. He's got more of it than you and I combined. That man has got a lot of skin. So you tell him it's not good for him.
Nope. I'll just I'll let him shower as many times as he wants to.
If The Rock was dating you, you wouldn't care that he showered three times. It's bad for your skin.
But so we, you know, since we've been talking about the people that smell terrible, I just thought that you should know that Rihanna smells great, and she wants you to know that she smells great,
and she looks like somebody that smells great. You can tell Julia Roberts. Yeah. You know she doesn't smell great.
No, you know, you never see Julia Roberts in the wild anymore. And there was a photo just last week of her and her husband, Danny Motor, who've been together like 20 years now, walking around New York. And he's a fox. He is so, so handsome. So he's wearing like these cute little jeans and this button down shirt tucked in and these cute little chukka boots. And his hair is perfect, you know, and he's holding her hand. And she, God bless her, she looked homeless. I mean, she was wearing this whole outfit that did not match. She had this mask that was like on her face, but like too high on one side. And then she was wearing this bizarre, crazy outfit that you're like, I bet that we know she doesn't shower. We know she doesn't use deodorant. I'm sure those clothes don't smell great either. And I love her. I don't want you to think I'm talking badly about Julia Roberts because I love her as an actress. I love her as a person. I think she's a terrific, but she looks like she smells.
She does. You look at somebody like Paris Hilton. She smells great.
Great.
She just looks like somebody that smells great. Jennifer Aniston smells like coconuts and paradise. All the time.
Yeah. Coconuts, vanilla, and David Schwimmer.
now like him. But yeah, you look at somebody like Matthew McConaughey and you go, yeah.
Yeah, when Matthew McConaughey came out and told us that he doesn't use deodorant, we were like, no, duh.
Next you're going to tell me Johnny Depp doesn't smell good. Right? Really?